What are you doing, baby? Sunny had just slipped the eggplant under the cover of the casserole dish when she heard the voice of one of Olaf's comrades. The two white-faced women were standing just outside their tent and stretching in the morning sun.
Aubergine,
Sunny replied, which meant, I've concocted a plan involving this eggplant, and it doesn't matter if I tell you about it, because you never understand a single word I say.
More baby talk, said the other white-faced woman with a sigh.
I'm beginning to think that Sunny is only a helpless baby, and not a spy.
Cuckoo ca,
Sunny began, but the flap of Count Olaf's tent opened before she could utter the last ga. The villain and his girlfriend stood in the morning sun, and it was clear that they expected the new day, Saturday, to be an important one, because they were dressed for the occasion, a phrase which here means wearing such strange clothing that the youngest Baudelaire was too surprised to say the final ga she had been planning. Amazingly, it appeared that Count Olaf had washed his face, and he was wearing a brand new suit, made out of material that at first seemed to be covered in tiny polka dots. But when Sunny took a closer look, she saw that each dot was a small eye, matching Olaf's tattoo and the VFD insignia and all of the other eyes that had plagued the Baudelaires since that terrible day on the beach, so that looking at Count Olaf in his new suit felt like looking at a crowd of villains all staring at Sunny Baudelaire. But no matter how unnerving Olaf's fashion choice was, Esme Squalor's outfit was worse to behold. Sunny could not remember when she had ever seen a dress so enormous, and was surprised that such an article of clothing could have fit in the tent and still leave room for villains to sleep. The dress was made of layers upon layers of shiny cloth, in different shades of yellow, orange, and red, all cut in fierce triangular shapes, so that each layer seemed to cut into the next, and rising from the shoulders of the dress were enormous piles of black lace, sticking up into the air in strange curves. For a moment the dress was so huge and odd that Sunny could not imagine why anyone would wear it, but as the wicked girlfriend stepped farther out of the tent, it became horribly clear. Esme Squalor was dressed to look like an enormous fire.
"What a wonderful morning!" Count Olaf crowed. "Just think! By the end of the day, I'll have more new members of my troop than ever before."
"And we'll need them," Esme agreed. "We're all going to have to work together for the greater good, burning down the last safe place."
"Just the idea of the Hotel Denouement in flames makes me so excited. I'm going to open a bottle of wine,"
Count Olaf announced, and Sunny covered her mouth with her hands so the villains would not hear her gasp